Power 94, that'd be JTT. It's the homie Big Chill, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the Stats with an end of the chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat with me and Chat Prep head coach, Mr. Christian Collins. Coach officially in the state tournament for the fourth straight year and third straight at a state championship. How does it feel to be there, and is it like any other game that you've been a part of in past state championships, or does this feel like it's more the nerves like that you had since year one?
Oh yeah. First off, man, it's a blessing, honestly. You know, going back to the state tournament is never easy, and we don't take it for granted. But our guys have worked extremely hard all season. And, you know, as always, we're grateful for the opportunity to compete again. The boys have embraced the culture around here, even the coaches as well as the parents as well. You know, the past championships are great memories, but this team is focused on writing its own story. You know, it's a different ball club. Once again, I know you mentioned my son earlier, and, you know, we lost a couple key guys. But, you know, just going back this year, man, it just feels different. It's going to be special. But like I said, we're just going in to take one game at a time.
You have the round one game later on this week, starting at 11 a.m., that being the latest starting time of games that you might face in this run. The other one being round two, 9:30 a.m., and then state championship being at 11 a.m. again. How do you feel about these games being so early? I know we talked about it a little bit last year, but is that the same kind of philosophy this year?
We're going to take the same approach as we did last year. Once again, that's something out of our control where we can't control the time of the games. But, you know, right now we're scheduling practice at an early time just to get the boys acclimated to getting up early, getting their bodies acclimated to the playing style. Because, you know, once again, these boys, especially us being on spring break, you know, some of these guys don't get up to what, 12, 1 o'clock, especially if it's not a school day. But once again, you know, we practice early, 2 or 3 days out the week at 5 a.m. I don't think it's going to be a big adjustment. But once again, you know, with them being on spring break, I know they're going to hate getting up early. So, you know, our next couple of practices, once again, it's just going to be early just to get them acclimated to the, you know, to the times that we're going to play in state.
Having two players on the same team score 2,000 points is very rare. Some players are just struggling to get to 1,000. So what's it like for you? Yeah, right? It's like players are just hoping to get to the 1,000 mark. We celebrate that, but points.
We got two on.
With DJ and Reed. So what's that like for you as head coach?
Man, it was a very special moment that both of those guys got 2,000 points. And it's special because me and my twin brother, we've been working with DJ and Reed, man, since they was in elementary school. And, you know, it was just a testament of their hard work and dedication that they've put in the gym. It's just a testament that, you know, the trust that they have in me and my brother to pour into their games, man. And like I said, man, with them getting 2,000 points, once again, man, it's just a testament to their hard work and that dedication that they put in, you know, throughout the year. So, you know, as a coach, you know, it's a joy to watch them play. And, you know, it's been great, man. It's been a blessing.
It's great for them too, being teammates for so long and both hitting that milestone. It's great, and they're making their own history, right? They're writing their own story. So,
Oh yes.
It's awesome to see. And then what makes this team different than the past two teams that you've had going to this level? I know you've, you know, lost some guys to whether it be transfer portal or injury or whatever, but what makes this team different as far as the game goes?
Yeah, what makes this team different? Once again, man, we came together at the last minute. I mean, of course, you got, you know, a couple guys that, you know, played on the last year's state championship team. Once again, my son going out and also, you know, losing guys to the, you know, transfer portal and going to other schools. Man, it's been rough, man. It's been rough, but we embrace those hard times. We embrace challenges over here all the time. And, you know, it's no doubt in my mind that, you know, of course, with everything that we went through the last 2 years, there's always some type of adversity. Every year is something different, man. And, you know, I just thank God that, you know, he was able to put me in a position the last 2 years to be able to deal with, you know, the situation that I came into this year. Like I said, you know, just having a different team, not having all these guys in the summer, not having all these guys, you know, all year round. And plus another thing that happened too, you know, a couple key guys that was injured in the beginning of the season. So for these guys to be playing at a high level and to get them to play where I wanted them to be playing, especially on the defensive end, it just speaks wonders, man. And once again, you know, I just thank God that, you know, he was able to allow not just me, but our guys to just trust the process, man. Just trust the process. Once again, early on, it was tough. The schedule was hard. But once again, man, hard times build tough people. You know, I'm a big firm believer of that. I'm a big firm believer of iron sharpens iron. And, you know, I just appreciate those guys for trusting in me and to, you know, just buying into the system. And right now, man, we rolling, man. We rolling.
Y'all are rolling. And you had those games at the beginning of the year against the top ranked opponents that were tough. But like you said, iron sharpens iron. So you just, you see your philosophy there as a coach. Like you just said, you're a strong believer in that. And we wish you the best of luck in this week. Go get that third gold ball back to Chattanooga.
Yes, sir.
This is Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.